The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy, and I do a radio show on Way FM. Life is too hard not to have fun together. So you're going to hear a recap of some conversations, and the focus is just faith, family, and fun. And so in the beginning, you're going to hear some hilarious laughter. Producer Tom has one of the best laughs ever, so we try to make him laugh on the show, and I succeeded, as did a listener this week, and it's fantastic. Then you know that flight travel is insane right now. So in the middle of the podcast, we're going to talk about some flight tips from a flight attendant who said that she's living out all of this, watching people miss flights to things like cruises and graduations. And she tells you how to get a flight if you absolutely need one. And then at the end of the podcast, we're going to share some brand new music. My favorite thing that happens on the show each week is we try to make producer Tom laugh. It's so magical.
I want to like really laugh today. Like, I hope you bring it. Just bring it, please.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to share a joke, try to make Tom laugh. I'm going to warm him up for you. And then you can call with any joke. And if you make him laugh, you win a prize. It's literally that simple.
I want to cry, Joy. Make me cry.
Okay, here we go.
In a good way.
Why does Snoop Jump?
Snoop Jaw.
Wait, I made him laugh for the wrong reason. Okay, let me start again. Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
Oh, I don't know.
For drizzle.
That is so good.
I love it. I love it more than I should.
That was great. You did it. That was amazing.
I even destroyed it. Look, this is easier than you think. Okay, call in with your best joke.
Hi, this is Catherine. I have a joke for Tom.
Oh, go for it, girl.
All right. What's Mario's favorite thing to wear?
Ooh, Mario Brothers?
Yes.
I feel like I should know this.
He wears red.
Okay, what is it?
Denim.
Oh. That's pretty good.
I like that, denim.
I got a good joke.
I'm ready.
Okay, there's two knights in King Arthur's court getting ready to battle. The one knight says to the other knight, "How are you going to fight me with a block of cheese?" Do you know what the other knight says?
I'm going to cut the cheese.
It's extra sharp.
I actually like Tom's answer better. He said, "I'm going to cut the cheese."
Well, that could clear the room too, I guess, huh?
Flight travel is crazy right now. Tom braved it this weekend for the second weekend in a row because you couldn't get out last time.
Right. And I finally got out. There was a delay, though. I was the first plane out and there was still a delay, Joy.
I don't even understand that because that's what they've said. The advice is take the first flight out. You should be okay. Did they tell you why?
So the destination place, I was going to Tampa to get my kids, and there was an air traffic control shortage. So that they were having a tower shortage.
There's shortages of pilots.
Yes.
I need to know where all the people are. This is insane. Okay, so what would you say is the best plan for someone who is thinking about flying?
I mean, at this point, Joy, I just don't fly.
Really?
Just don't do it. It's crazy.
Pay the gas prices. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
We know this is such a crazy expensive season of life.
Yeah.
Everything's going up. I don't know if you've tried to buy diapers recently, but it's like a sticker shock on everything. And so everyone's trying to figure out how to save money. And I asked online how people are doing this. And one man said he is literally changing his cash into coins.
Wait, what? Cash is a coin?
You know, it's one thing to use cash for everything. That's kind of Dave Ramsey's way.
Yeah.
He's literally using coins so that if you go to a drive-thru and you're like, "I would like a cheeseburger," you have to be like, "And here's $1,000. Here's all my..."
Are those yours, Joy? They're going all over the place.
I brought a bunch of coins in here because I just want to see what it would feel like. And I bet what I have in front of me wouldn't even cover the fries.
Yeah, there's a lot of pennies in there.
I told you.
There's a lot of bronze in there, Joy.
We're living in a bronze age, okay? It's hard. So if you have any ways to save money that's better than changing it all to coins, we need to know. Because as much as this would work, I'm not buying a shirt that's like 10 bags of coins.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I think that's what it is. You just don't want to. I'm not buying anything with coins, so
yeah,
it's going to make you save in the long run.
Absolutely, yeah. It would. But if you have any other money-saving tips, let us know. We can help each other.
Good way to save coins, you go to Kroger, And when they're doing the fuel point, you buy your gift cards to the places where you normally shop, like Targets and things like that, and Home Depot even.
Oh, and then you book a bunch of fuel points. So there are seasons when they do more fuel points for that?
They always do two times, but they'll do four times a couple of times a year.
Girl, I didn't even know that. That's a great idea.
And then you go to Kroger and get your fuel.
Yes.
And you can save like 80 cents, a dollar.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Instead of telling you the headlines on this Monday, I'm going to share some joyful news. Imagine needing to make repairs to your home, but just not having the finances to take care of it. There's a 95-year-old woman whose back deck was falling to pieces and was really a hazard, and her neighbor noticed. Kyle and Craig are best friends, and they decided to tackle her deck themselves. And they bought the lumber, and when she asked how much it would cost, they said, "It's on us. We just wanted to take care of you." But then they noticed there were plenty of other elderly neighbors who needed help with their homes, and they started an organization called Neighbors in Need. They got supplies and time and money donated, and so they help people all over Atlanta for free. And it really does make me realize I am a terrible neighbor, because I don't even look for things I could be doing in my community, and I should. It's hard to raise a kid that is just a good human. I'm brand new at this, but I feel like I need to learn from Tom. You've got four kids, and your little boy is everything I want mine to be.
Well, he's just a natural. I don't really know how much I had to do with it. Because
I'm sure you did. You need to take some credit.
He's just a saint. I mean, he's a good boy. So yesterday, look, he's from Florida. I'm from Florida. And the Tampa Lightning were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's like either they win and they can stay fighting, or they lose and they go home.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Evan's so into it. And then the Lightning lost.
Oh, poor boy.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, here we go. Ruining the night.
And
you know?
He has a soft heart. I wouldn't be surprised if he cried.
I thought he was gonna, but then he looked at me because he saw a stat on TV that the team that the Tampa Bay Lightning were playing have not won since 2001.
Oh, wow.
The Tampa Lightning would have been 3 years in a row.
Oh, so he's used to being a winner with his team.
Right. So he tells me, he's like, "Daddy, I'm actually glad that the other team won, because they haven't won in a long time, and it would have been three times for us, so they deserve it."
What?
And I was like, dude, that's a great response. How mature, you know?
I feel like adults need to respond like that more often.
Yeah.
Way to go, Evan. This started out trying to introduce producer Tom to our music, but he's so good at this game.
In the beginning, I was like 0 for 3. Like, I was not doing good.
I think he got embarrassed. Tell me, you studied, didn't you?
I did.
Well, oh, my Lanta.
Well, Steve got me a shift, and I think that's what helped.
Listen, he does. He intros these songs at night.
I think it helped me.
Oh, producer Tom, here we go. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play 6 seconds of a song.
Six?
I know, six this
Wait,
week.
What was it usually?
I gave you two. I gave him like 8 or 9, and he keeps getting it. So it's only six.
Man.
If he gets it right, he wins you a prize. If he gets it wrong, you have to win yourself the prize. Here is your clip.
Don't need to see it. I saw you. Well, to believe it.
Man.
That's it.
Well, I know it's Gokey off the bat.
Whoa! That is Danny Gokey. You know, because Danny, his vocals are so
magical. Danny's great. Like, I've met him a few times, and I watched him on Idol, and he's just that recognizable voice.
He is iconic. All right, well, then what's the song?
Well, that's the, I need a minute on that, Joy.
I think that means he doesn't know. Okay, so here's your job this week. You call in with the name of the song, and you will win yourself a prize.
So can you help me out?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, did you know that it was Danny Gokey?
Yes.
Tell us the name of the song.
Stand in Faith.
Boom.
Yes!
That's it.
Tom, does that sound familiar now?
Yes, it does.
Do you know what can you sing us the next part?
So what was the part? I believe it.
I can see.
I can see.
We
it.
Don't know any of the words. Listen, thank God we're just the DJs and we don't sing the song. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.